This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Kona Edge, and we chat some running today with a returning guest. I'm Brad Brown. Thank you for joining us, and it's a great pleasure to welcome back onto the podcast Jeff Favar. Jeff, welcome. Thanks for joining us once again.
Hey, great, Brad. How are you doing, sir?
Yeah, awesome. Thanks. Jeff, you mentioned that out of the three sports, the running was the biggest background you had, but it wasn't really a massive background coming into the sport. You'd run a marathon and a couple of other races, but the run is such an important part of triathlon. It's something you've had to work quite hard on, but, I mean, you're a decent runner.
I'm slowly getting there. You know, it's funny because starting having that tiny bit of background, I thought for sure running was going to be my strength. And it's actually been my my Achilles heel for about my entire triathlon career. You know, I've become quite a good swimmer and biker, and relative to my competition, the running is still probably the most challenging for me.
Where do you think you need work?
Oh, well, I don't know. It's just maybe losing weight. I don't know. No, there is a portion of that, I think. But I think some of it might be my physiology. And it's just even my open running is not incredibly fast. Although even just recently, about, I don't know, 4 weeks ago, I set an open 5K PR, at the age of 40. So I'm running faster now than I ever have. But it's still not incredibly fast relative to a lot of the field. So, it's just been a slow progression, I guess. And that one's been, for me, the hardest to really find the big gains.
Let's talk about some of those gains and where you have been able to find some that don't necessarily have to be big. What are some of the things you've done that you think have helped you on your running journey?
I think one of the biggest things is it could go back to what we talked about before, about going easy when you go easy. I think I used to always focus on running pace. So, if I went out and did a run, I'd want to see a decent average for the whole thing. And now I've kind of realized that only the work portions really matter. And the easy portion can be as easy as walking if need be. And so not being afraid to let the easy be really, really easy. My easy pace is probably slower now than it ever has been, but my fast pace is faster than it's ever been as well.
Yeah, it's such an important point, Jeff, and I think a lot of athletes miss it. That particularly, I mean, it's one thing going hard, but it's the easy stuff. So many athletes do that easy stuff way too hard.
Sure. That is a certainty. I think the other thing too is. Talking about, I think the first time we chatted that, I'm not a extremely small guy. And so the bigger you are, I think the more stress that running really puts on your body. So you have to be a little bit more careful, the bigger you are, on just how you attack the running. And you know, sometimes maybe you have to listen to your body a little more, on occasion.
Yeah, and recovery, particularly, I mean, you're preaching to the choir because I'm also not the smallest of triathletes, and recovery, particularly on the run, is vital.
Absolutely, for sure.
Jeff, I look forward to chatting a little bit about your nutrition next time out, but before we go on the run, your favorite run workout, what do you love doing?
So over the last year or so, probably the favorites is either doing hills on the treadmill, like 4 to 6%, because you may not even be running very fast, but they're extremely, extremely challenging workouts. So, 2 to 5 minute intervals at 4 to 6% on the treadmill. At just kind of, if you even try to do them at the marathon pace, they can be pretty challenging. Maybe down to half Ironman pace or half marathon pace. And then the other one that's been really, really fun is it's kind of a long run walk. I call it the crescendo workout. And it would be, you start with, it's a 90-minute run, where you do run for 14 minutes and 45 seconds and then walk for 15 seconds. And then the next 15-minute block, you'll run for 14 minutes and 30 seconds and walk for 30 seconds. And then the next one is 14 minutes and 15 seconds with a 45-second walk. So you keep shortening the run time and adding more walk. And the goal is actually to run the same distance for each of the run blocks. So you're actually increasing your pace with each of those blocks just slightly.
I like. Anyway, we'll save our nutrition chat next time out. Thanks for the time today. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up then.
All right. Cheers, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.